Hi, this is Yitz Novak, and we are studying Masechta Bava Basra. We're in the fifth parak, parak Hey, Mishnah Ches, eighth Mishnah. Along the lines of the previous Mishnah, where it was delineated the how and when a buyer will assume ownership over the produce they purchase, that is relevant to determining, which we discuss in this Mishnah, who benefits from a change in price from the time of the transaction to the actual delivery, and who is responsible if something should happen in that period. Mishnah says, if somebody sells wine or oil to his friend, and the price changes, either appreciates or depreciates, the price change occurred before the measure was actually filled, the mocher belongs to the seller. However, Mishnah smala hamida, once it was filled, lokeach, it belongs to the buyer. The case here is when we're talking about the utensil measuring it. So if it's buying wine or oil, then once the seller pours from his barrel into the purchasing barrel, that's at whatever time that happens, whatever the price in that point in time, that's the sale price. So the price appreciates after that, then the buyer keeps it. If it depreciates, then it's a loss to the buyer as well. The imhaya sarsur b'nehem. If there was a middleman between the two of them, and nishbara chavis, and the barrel breaks, nishbara l'sarsur, the middleman is going to be responsible to dealing with the broken piece of property. So let's just say, example, the seller sells it to the middleman, and at the time after the middleman takes possession of it, he's going to bring it in, then it's a loss to the middleman. And in addition, if there's a price change, since the barrel used for the measuring in this case doesn't belong to the buyer, it actually belongs to the middleman. The middleman for at that time acquires the produce as it enters the barrel, and he bears the loss. And although even though the middleman is the agent, the shliach for the buyer, he can't transfer the loss to him because he hasn't taken ownership of it, because the buyer hasn't taken ownership yet. What's really happening in the case of a middleman is he's speculating. He's selling and reselling. And therefore, if the price goes up, presumably he will benefit from it as well. Continues the Mishnah, V'chayiv la'atif lo shalosh tipin. He's obligated to let three drops drip out for him. When the liquid has been measured into the seller's measuring utensil, and then poured into the buyer's container, after the flow ends, then the seller is obligated to leave in the utensil inclined until three drops that cling with the walls drip into the buyer's utensil. Here kina umita harehusha mocher, and if he turns it over and drains it, then if after waiting for the three drops, those last three drops haven't dripped out, and the seller turns the barrel over onto its side, and then those remaining drops gather at the bottom of the utensil, then they belong to the seller. And the reason why is because at that point the buyer doesn't have any expectations of receiving those drops. And once the buyer is not, even if he theoretically has a legal right to it, once he gives up hope and he doesn't expect to get it back, then it becomes permissible for others to take it. And the Mishnah continues and tells us that a chenveni, a storekeeper, is not obligated to let the three drops drip out because he's too busy with his customers to take the time to bother with such minute amounts, and therefore the chiyuv to do this wasn't passed along to him. Rabbi Yehuda says, Erev Shabbos and Chasheka Pater. This exclusion for the storekeeper is only on Friday afternoon because that's when he's so busy that therefore he's able to warrant being exempt from the obligation to wait for the three drops. But regularly, the rest of the time of year, that doesn't apply. Mishnah test. This Mishnah now returns to the topic mentioned in the previous Mishnah, namely that of responsibility for goods involved in a transaction. Hashaleach has been no. Somebody sends his son, Eitzel Chanvani, to a storekeeper, Ufindyon, Biado, and there's a Pundyon, which is a coin equal to two Isars, another type of coin, two of those coins, in his hand. Umadad lo b'isr shemen v'nasan lo isr. And he measures out for him an isr's worth of oil and gives him an isr change. Shabar esat slochis. If he broke the jar, or if he ibid esat isr, or he lost the actual isr, chen v'ni chay, chen v'ni is chay. Because here somebody sends a minor, son who's a minor, that's important, to buy and to take the change, and even though the minor is the shliach, is the agent for the parent, because he's a minor, he's unable to actually acquire the items, and therefore, if by the time he comes back to his parent, and he doesn't have the items, the parent never acquired them, because the minor is not capable of it, and therefore the items are still in the possession of the seller, and if it doesn't arrive in one piece, or if it gets lost, or if the change gets lost, the seller still is liable for it because it never left his position. However, Rabbi Yehuda argues, and he's poker, he exempts the seller because Shabbanas came shlocha, because of these terms, i.e. the fact that it was a kid that was sent to do the delivery, to do the purchase. The father knew what was happening, he understood the risks, and therefore the chenveni, the store owner, is off the hook from it. Then the rabbis, the major group, which originally said that the store owner is obligated if the goods do not make it to the parent, they agree with Rabbi Yehuda when the jar is in the hand of the child and the storekeeper measured into it. In that case, it's exempt, because then it never really... because the jug was being poured into it, it's different than when it's actually the jug is in the possession of the storekeeper. If it was in the possession, possession of the storekeeper, that would make things different. And even then, that's when the Chacham say that if it's in his possession and he doesn't, and the oil isn't poured into the jug when the kid is holding it, it remains constantly in his possession. That's when he has a responsibility to make sure it goes from his possession to the possession of the owner or possession of the buyer, and giving it to the kid is not adequate enough. However, they agree with Rabbi Yehuda, when the jug is in the hand of the kid, then that's when you could say Almanas can't shochel, because therefore, and the technical reason is that it actually does leave the hand of the rishus of the chenveni, and it goes into the rishus of the seller.